She picked up her final two awards after making her first public performance just months after throat surgery. Her total of 6 Grammys matched Beyoncé for most ever by a female act. The Foo Fighters won 5 Grammys for music that singer Dave Grohl says was made in his garage. This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Thanks for joining us again. Well, despite some other good signs in the economy, the investment community seemed kind of edgy last week over the unresolved situation in Europe. But the overnight news is there may finally be a breakthrough in Greece, which was the focal point of the European mess.
Yeah, Wayne, I think that the Greece situation is part of one of the longest-running soap operas in the investment markets the past couple of years. But you're right, the mood has been kind of pensive the past week or so in the U.S. and other markets. We can see it because volume on major stock exchanges has been down. The what we call intraday volatility has been back and forth, amounting to not much. But really, overall, still, the results have been very impressive year-to-date. U.S. markets are up between 6 and 8% already year to date. Global markets still up 10% or more already in 2012. These are very similar patterns to what we saw emerge in 2010 and 2011, both of which had very strong starts to the year, but both of them had a very weak fizzling out period from about April through the late summer. So we will see what happens. Regarding Greece, you're right, the austerity package was tentatively approved last night, paving the way for more loans from the European Union. We shall see what the results there. Wayne, I have to note that this week something special is going to happen here in the U.S. You've got to be on your best behavior this week.
Right.
You know why?
Well, the expected next president of China is visiting.
Yes,
right?
We've got a guest coming. The soon-to-be president of China, Xi Jinping, I think is how you say it, will be touring the U.S. with Vice President Biden. I recall Russia's Nikita Khrushchev swashbuckling tour of the U.S. in the 1950s, kind of something like that. Jinping will hit Washington, D.C., Iowa, and Los Angeles, among other places. Analysts like to joke that whenever a major Chinese leader comes to the U.S., it's not only a clash of the titans and a mixing of cultures, it's also like a portfolio manager coming to check on his investments, since the Chinese own more U.S. debt than anyone else in the world.
And Warren Buffett's annual letter has been released, and I know you always report on that because he's regarded as such a sage in the investment community. What's he saying this year?
Well, yeah, this year Warren Buffett has kind of leaked his annual letter a little early, this to Fortune magazine. And you're right, this is a widely read letter each year since the self-proclaimed Oracle of Omaha, as he is known, sounds off on a lot of current topics and gives down-home investing advice. And in case you weren't aware, he is the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, and it's been one of the most prolific investors for decades in the U.S., acquiring all or major portions in companies like Coca-Cola, Wells Fargo, Burlington Northern, and others over the years. But here's what he's saying now. Number one, he says bonds are, quote, dangerous investments because he feels interest rates are going to go up quickly and you may lose significant money in these investments after inflation. He also says he feels most investors should put all of their money in stocks. However, records show he has about 25% of his own money, that's about $30 billion, in bonds. Buffett's quip about bonds is that they have gone from giving investors a risk-free return to instead giving them a return-free risk. Buffett sounds a very bullish tone overall and also takes another shot at gold, which he says has little or no use for average investors. The full text of his letter will be released online in a couple of weeks.
Well, as you well know, Brian, this decade has seen two big crashes in the stock markets after bubbles emerged in first the tech sector and then the real estate sector, and they both burst notoriously leading to crashes. What's the next bubble?
I think that's a good question, Wayne. Most analysts spend their time on bubble watch. They want to know where is it going to develop next. Like you say, is it tech stocks? Is it real estate? Is it subprime loans? Some people may think a bubble is forming in gold or government bonds or even dividend-paying companies. And, Wayne, bubbles tend to form when all investors kind of agree unilaterally that a certain investment is a sure thing and will never go down. We call it in our business a crowded trade. With 10-year U.S. Treasury interest rates around 2% and the S&P 500 interest just above that, many quality companies deliver 3 to 5% payouts now. And though most analysts think investors should have a lot of their money in dividend paying stocks, we don't think there's a bubble there yet. And let me tell you a couple of quick reasons. Number one, valuations of these multinational high quality companies is still well below historical ratios. Just because they've had rise in price over the past couple of years, their earnings have been rising too very sharply. High cash levels on corporate balance sheets means there's still a lot of room to pay out dividends. Apple is a good example of that. And demographics. Every day, 7,000 baby boomers are turning 65. They have generally done a poor job of saving and preparing for retirement, and they need to make up for lost time. And in a zero interest rate world, you can expect that boomers will keep seeking the dividend yields of high quality companies.
Okay, thanks to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management, who joins us most Monday mornings here to analyze the business news of the week on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by Tuckahoe Veterinary Hospital and new associate Dr. Jason Taylor. The Tuckahoe Vets wish you and your pets healthy and happy New Year. 840.